Life arrives in moments, not years. This simple truth sits at the heart of Mark Nepo's wisdom in the Book of Awakening. Born from his battle with cancer and journey through suffering, this collection of daily meditations offers something rare in our distracted world, an invitation to be fully present. Imagine waking up tomorrow with the realization that you could have been an ant or a grain of salt, yet here you are, miraculously human, conscious, and breathing. How would that awareness transform your day? This is the kind of perspective shift that Nepo gently guides us toward, reminding us that our very existence is an improbable gift worth noticing. The book's power comes not from abstract philosophy, but from intimate understanding of how we hide from life. We build emotional seaside homes, only to abandon them during fog, missing the beauty that remains even when visibility is poor. We become like monkeys caught in traps because we refuse to release what we're grasping. These metaphors illuminate our common struggle, the paradox of desperately wanting connection while fearing being truly seen. Yet through vulnerability, holding nothing back in every breath, we discover that what heals is not what we know, but what we are willing to reveal. Counterintuitively, our greatest power often emerges when we stop fighting. Like a duck sleeping peacefully on turbulent water, we find stability through acceptance rather than control. This isn't passive resignation, but active engagement with reality. Trees bend in strong winds. Water flows around obstacles rather than trying to break through them. During a painful bone marrow sampling, Nepo realized he was arranging his entire life around avoiding 50 seconds of discomfort. His breakthrough? I am larger than my pain. Like salmon swimming upstream, we progress not by fighting the current, but by turning our undersides into the powerful current, which launches us further upward with each impact. Our vulnerability becomes our strength. Nepo describes watching a robin abandoning an oversized twig for one that fit its nest. How often I've labored trying to make things too big fit, he reflects. Sometimes wisdom lies in recognizing what doesn't belong in our lives, relationships, dreams, or self-images that no longer serve us. When heart cells from different people meet in a petri dish, they find a third and common beat, a biological metaphor for our essential unity beneath apparent separateness. This cellular synchronization shows how humans naturally connect when barriers fall away. Connection isn't metaphysical, it's biological. This unity emerges clearly during crisis. Nepo describes diverse animals, willets, gulls, cormorants, sea lions, taking refuge together on a rock amid rough seas. Despite differences, they found common ground in shared need. This is how the wounded find their way, how we have found each other, he writes. Modern individualism breeds unnecessary suffering. After helping his friend Robert overcome alcoholism, while Robert helped him survive cancer, they exchanged powerful words, "I have had cancer," and "I have been an alcoholic." Like spokes on a wheel, we maintain uniqueness while connecting at a common center. In our digitally distracted age, presence feels both radical and necessary. We frequently split our attention between physical location and mental focus, checking phones during conversations or thinking about work during family time, preventing us from fully experiencing the present moment. Nepo advocates living in your hands through direct engagement with the physical world. He describes a friend who touches flowers she encounters. The beauty touches her back, opening something within. This gesture bridges inner and outer experience. Slowing down is essential in our speed-obsessed culture. The eyes experience less stress when looking upon a wider horizon, Nepo writes. Aligning with natural rhythms helps us draw strength from all of life, experiencing sunsets without photographing them or eating mindfully. This quality of presence elevates relationships. Nepo approaches encounters asking, if I only have this time on earth with this person, what do I want to know? What do I need to say? This transforms ordinary interactions into sacred opportunities for connection. Our wounds can become openings to greater wisdom and compassion. The deepest things beat within, made dark and fearful by our holding, only uplifting the instant we let go, Nepo writes. Our task isn't avoiding pain, but moving through it with awareness, like a pearl forming through irritation. This movement requires active waiting. Nepo describes watching a tide recede to reveal a submerged cliff. Only by outwaiting our dark moments will the sharpness of experience recede to reveal what has survived beneath. What begins as tragedy often reveals itself as part of a larger transformation. During his darkest post-chemotherapy moment, when his wife cried, "Where is God?" Nepo answered, "Here. Right here." This recognition that God's presence makes pain bearable offers a spiritual framework that neither denies reality nor succumbs to despair. Like trees growing stronger through resistance or diamonds forming under pressure, our transformation follows similar natural processes. When approached consciously, pain becomes a catalyst for growth and deeper connection. A life lived with intention means purposeful presence, not rigid planning. Nepo distinguishes between plans, specific outcomes we cling to, and planning, remaining flexible while moving toward what matters. Plans are merely kindling to every fire, he writes, adapting to changing circumstances while our intentions spark transformation. Rather than pursuing careers based solely on market demand or external expectations, Nepo encourages following what enlivens us. Don't ask what the world needs, ask what makes you come alive, and do it, because what the world needs is people who have come alive. True joy comes from fully inhabiting our lives exactly as they are, embracing both magnificent and mundane aspects of existence, finding meaning in daily rituals, and recognizing that profound impact often comes through authentic presence rather than grand achievements. When you look back, will you remember emails or moments of genuine connection? Our culture emphasizes extraordinary accomplishments, but fulfillment often comes from ordinary moments fully experienced. Creation never stops, Nepo writes. The world begins anew each day in a silent miracle that transforms everything if we're quiet enough to feel it happen. This perspective challenges our linear view of time, suggesting each sunrise offers genuine renewal. This daily renewal serves as both comfort and challenge. Regardless of yesterday's events, we can begin again today. Each morning arrives as an unmarked canvas for us to shape anew. In our productivity-obsessed culture, Nepo's message is revolutionary. The extraordinary exists within the ordinary, if we have eyes to see it. God is everywhere, and the extraordinary waits beneath the skin of all that is ordinary. This transforms mundane moments into opportunities for profound connection. The invitation is simple yet profound. Wake up to your life unfolding now, not tomorrow's possibilities or yesterday's regrets. In this awakening to the present moment lies both personal peace and our collective healing.